Hello everybody, this is my audio boo for the 12th of February, even though it's going to be uploaded on the 13th. Sorry, I just had something click in my kitchen and I wasn't quite sure what it was. Always gives me the heebie-jeebies when that happens sort of in the early hours of the morning. It kind of gave me a bit of, I thought, oh dear, what's that? Anyway, I'll try and concentrate on this. I had a really good day yesterday. Well, it's slightly late. I'm actually recording on the 13th, but I'm actually talking about the 12th. I had a really good day. Could not wake up this morning for the love of toffee. I could not seem to wake up. I woke up once. I thought, oh, I'll get up in a minute. I'll get up. I had a really nice dream, actually. I had a very nice dream. And I thought, oh, I don't want this dream to end. And I woke up, and obviously it did. And then I thought, oh, and I kept dozing back off eventually. I woke up at something like 9:30, 9:45, and thought, oh dear, I really should move because I've got to get ready for my art class. So I got up and washed up stuff from the day before and got myself coffee and caught up on tweets, emails, etc. Just spent the morning generally nerdling around, and about 1:20, a driver called Ian came to pick me up for my art class, and you know what? I had a really good class. Last year we did a very specifically based project, and I didn't really enjoy it. There are some bits of art that I'm good at, and there's some bits of art that I'm really, really bad at, and I enjoyed it, but it was sort of wasn't really. I didn't feel it, if that makes sense. I think in terms of projects, you have to actually feel what you're doing, and you have to want to sort of get behind it and kind of, you know, really get involved. And I wasn't really feeling it, to be honest, for various reasons. And today, she basically gave us a choice, and she said, this is all about you. And she gave us a choice and she said, right, you can do this, 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 or this. And there were several things on options, from knitting to soft toy making to hand card making, clay work. And I went for the clay work because I've always liked working with clay. It's something I can do. I don't have to use a pair of scissors, which I'm crap at. I don't have to use a pair of needles and woolen thread, which I'm also not very good at. And I thought, okay, I'll give the clay work a go. And the art teacher helped myself and a friend, and we actually made thumb pots. Rolled the clay up into a ball. We used air drying clay because at the moment we haven't got access to a kiln, so we used air drying clay, and we had a little bit because it's quite expensive stuff. And we rolled it into a ball in the palms of our hands, and then holding the ball of clay in our, say if I'm right handed, I held the ball of clay in my left hand. Put my thumb on the top middle of the clay, and I pushed a hole in it with my thumb, and then it's all about widening the hole to make a pot and sort of pushing up the sides and thinning out the bottom and all that kind of stuff. And I had a really good time. I honestly felt so good. I really did. I felt like I could work on my own. I felt like I needed very little help, and I really, really enjoyed myself. And also, I decorated the pot. I used beads, like gold, little tiny gold beads, and lots of shells and stones. And I made a pattern, and I really, really felt good about it. So I had a brilliant art class. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed myself. And then I come home, spoke to a friend on Skype, and my mum on the phone, and I listened to a couple of radio shows. So that's really been my day, and I've had a really good one. And I'm not sure what I'm up to tomorrow. It's going to be fairly busy, so I will record more then. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.